Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Evil Weasel Wednesday, which has morphed into evil everyday fucking... tyranny. I don't know the word to use. It's also the 15th day of December, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 28 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 31 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's snowing pretty hard right now. We probably got, we had a couple inches, we probably got a couple more inches, and it's snowing, so it's a good thing. I mean, I'm notorious for hating winter, but man, we've got to have moisture. I mean, God damn it, that was the worst summer I ever spent in my whole life last summer, and I hope that we can at least get to June before we have to start sucking down the smoke coming out of California. But we'll see. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Senator Richard Blumenthal helps con. Communist Party celebrate 102nd anniversary of CPUSA. That's Communist Party USA. And we're surely going to talk about it as soon as we return.
Take your brain, it's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me, cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Senator Richard Blumenthal helps con. Communist Party celebrates 102nd anniversary of the Communist Party USA. This is from Greatness, Our American Greatness, and it was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Senator Richard Blumenthal, communist, Connecticut, because don't call it any fucking thing else. This son of a bitch has been a communist. He's the one, he really pisses me off, gets up there and tries to look tough, and I'm going to take your guns. Really, fucker? Come on over and give it a go. Come and fucking give it a go, you fucking punk bitch motherfucker. I'll slap you down with one fucking whack. You'll lay there in your own piss and cry like a fucking woman. God, he's disgusting. But I mean, here's open fucking treason right in your fucking... Well, what do we expect anymore, I suppose? Senator Richard Blumenthal, communist, Connecticut, said he was excited and proud, in quotation marks, to help the Connecticut Communist Party celebrate the 102nd anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party USA over the weekend. On Saturday, the Connecticut People's World Committee, that CPWC, presented its annual Amsted Awards to State Senator Julie Kushner, Communist Dunbury, Pastor Rodney Wade, of Waterbury, or Communist Rodney Wade of Waterbury, and SEIU activist Azucena Santiago. You see, this country, you don't even have the fucking language anymore. At a union hall in New Haven, the Yankees Institute reported, Blooming Thaw was the surprise guest to help celebrate the occasion and share its appreciation of the awards. I am really excited and honored to be with you today and share in the remarkable occasion, Blooming Thaw gushed after he was introduced. This son of a bitch is not arrested. This son of a bitch is not charged with goddamn treason and sedition. You're kidding me. The awards were recognized for their commitment to the rewardees were recognized for their commitment to organization or organizing priorities and address. It should be addressing. It says address. Kind of hard to read when they're fucking up the words. Addressing racial equity, climate change, voting rights, and common good. Common good. Common good. Communist good. Said PWC Partners AT. Or AFT Connecticut, in a post about the awards. They were also selected for fighting for the rights of essential and all, regardless of immigration status, workers during the pandemic. Part of that fucking invasion, you're fighting for fucking illegal aliens invading our country, you dirty, low-down fucking communist pig son of a bitches. Blooming Thaw stipulated that while one doesn't have to agree, you don't have to agree with anyone and everyone and every party. He was happy to honor the great tradition of activism and standing up for individual workers that it is represented by the three honorees here. The senator had a very high opinion of these three leftists receiving the Communist Award. I've known and worked with all of them. They are extraordinary examples of courage, grace under pressure, furious fighting for the rights of working people, fuck you, and democracy. No, it's not democracy, it's communism. They're calling it for what it is. Blooming Thaw said, I know we're looking back at past achievements, but I want to tell you that the fight ahead is even more challenging. You have no fucking idea, you piece of shit, than almost anything we have encountered before, because we are at a time when more than any other time in our history, we need to make, quote, good trouble. Come make some fucking good trouble, you communist motherfuckers. We'll give you some fucking bad fucking trouble back for your fucking trouble. In the tradition of John Lewis, he added, Communist John Lewis, Communist John Lewis, fucking lowlife, fucking shit-eating, pedophilic Communist Joe Lewis, or John Lewis. Blooming Thaw told the attendees that the enemies of communism, Republicans, you mean the fascists? Now, we've told you that the goddamn Democrats were fucking the communists and that the fucking Republicans were the fascists. And they've taken the worst elements, I would say, of both fucking systems to try to use them to take over the United States of these Americas and take our goddamn rights away from us and make us just one-word citizen slaves to the fucking communist committees and to those that are above the communism, you know, the fucking elite, the crown heads of Europe. These son of a bitches think they're going to fucking enslave us. Well, you got another thing coming, buddy. And that reminds me, I wanted to say, you know, Misty had sent me a email talking about RBN having a fun drive. They want to get people out there fucking shooting, you know, practice shooting. Do not burn ammo. There's ammo on the shelves right now because they want to sell guns for Christmas. And it's going to fucking dry up and it's going to be gone. And it's expensive beyond. It is fucking telling you poor son of a bitches, you ain't getting any. Well, that's all right. We already got a plenty. And we're not fucking firing one fucking round unless it's at a goddamn communist or a fucking fascist. Anyway, let's see, where were we here? Good Trouble, in the tradition of John Lewis, fuck you. Blumenthal told the attendees that the enemies of communism, Republicans, are trying to restrict democracy. Well, this ain't a democracy, you fucking treasonous piece of shit. This is it was supposed to be a republic, it ain't even that. This is a goddamn free man's land is what this is. There's only one fucking law in effect here. One body of law, and that is that Bill of Rights, ratified December 15, 1790. That's the only goddamn law that there is. Plain and simple, and we better fucking enforce it if we want to keep our autonomy. If you want to keep your goddamn life, you better get off your fucking ass and do something. Our opponents are trying to restrict democracy. Fuck you. This is not a democracy. It's never been a fucking democracy. It was sold to us as a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals, which would make fucking either fascism, which is collectivism, or communism, a fucking the complete opposite of what we're supposed to have, which would make you insurgents, trying to fucking overthrow our fucking form of government that we the people put in place to keep us free and autonomous. We're not stupid. And that fucking Bill of Rights is going to get you. They are threatening the right to vote. And yeah, goddamn, we're threatening the right for any son of a bitch to come from any fucking country and vote in a fraudulent election put on by an occupying fucking goddamn Zionist fucking would you call them? Cabal? A communist cabal? And where goddamn your key positions in your government are held by dual citizen Israeli Americans? Wonder, are they Israelis or are they Americans? Or is there a difference? Are they claiming us as a fucking colony too? Because you know what, you little pisshole over there in the fucking desert? We are going to fucking rid this fucking planet of your fucking ass. You have bought it. Don't talk about people just hating you for no reason. I got plenty of goddamn reason to hate you. And I wasn't taught to hate you by nobody but you. State, congressional district after district after district all around the country. And John Lewis Voting Act. Fuck John Lewis Voting Act. It was so that fucking more communists could vote. They could get people from other fucking countries. They're not goddamn Americans. No fucking goddamn country on the planet does this. You're going to vote, not for just anybody wants to come in. Well, we're going to come up a couple of million votes short. Well, just bring these refugees across the border, fly them into there, put them down there, give them a fucking ballot, and let them fill it out, because we're saying anybody from any country can just fucking vote in America. God damn, how stupid do you think we are? I keep saying that, and I don't want to. He complained, the senator called any restrictions on voting undemocratic. Well, we aren't a democracy, motherfucker. And your goddamn elections are fucking unlawful because they are fucking elections being put on by an occupying fucking force in violation of the highest law of this fucking land, ratified by we the people, December 15th, 1791. And by God, it's going to be enforced. You've removed the fucking peaceful enforcement. So now you're going to get the fucking violent one. The second article is going to eat your ass alive. Get ready for it. These fights ahead of us go to the core of lifeblood of our democracy. You goddamn right, because it's going to be destroyed. You ain't replacing the fucking our fucking autonomy with your fucking democracy, your mob rule. We have individual fucking rights. I don't care if there's a million motherfucker out there that doesn't like what I'm fucking doing. If I ain't violating their fucking rights, they can just suck my ass. That's what it's all about. That's what the people fought for. That's what the uprising at Lexington and Concord was about. It wasn't about nation building until a year and 3 months later, after we'd been killing the people on their own initiative and been shooting the fucking British for fucking over a year and 3 months. And then the aristocrats said, well, they can't stop it. They're going to get this. Well, we got to keep fucking crown control over this country. So they step up with their goddamn colonial conventions and name themselves as the fucking leaders because they have the fucking money right at them conventions. The people should have slaughtered them, took their fucking money, and we'd have whipped the fucking British out of here anyway. Because they joined with the Indians. Sit down and explain it to them. The Indians, they tend to hate fucking white people, and I shit you not. Because they think it's white people. They don't know that the people that were sent here were sent as fucking slaves, and they're now getting in bed with the New World Order, which is the very fucking people that fucking took this country away from them. And now they're going to take it away from all of us, they think. It's, like I said, it's what like Russell Means told you, that we're all the Indians this time. And boy, you think, yeah, they're going to give you fucking nice presents. They're going to give you presents to join and commit treason against your fellow fucking American nationals. Of course they are. But you're going to find out what the price for those fucking presents is in the end, just like you did last time. I can't believe the people, I mean, it ain't been that fucking long. You saw what they did. That's what they intend to do again. Let's see here. Where were we? These fights ahead of us go to the core of the lifeblood of communism. Call it what it is. He said, adding he was inspired today at the communist event to redouble his own efforts to abolish the filibuster. If anything to fucking that can stop you from, I'll tell you what will stop your fucking collective. A bigger fucking group of fucking individuals with fucking guns. And that's what you're fixing to walk into, you son of a bitch. We have the goddamn law on our side. All we have to do is enforce it. And you fucking die. That's all there is to it. Blumenthal went on to tout the Build Back Better plan. $15 minimum wage and the importance of re-electing communists to Congress, because that's they're letting you know. They've done it before. They've called themselves progressive, and it was like in an article I'd done a year or so ago, and they would say this is actually their code word for fucking communists is progressives, and the progressives are Democrats, and the fucking Republicans are fucking fascists. Neither one of them can exist. The Bill of Rights forbids it. It forbids any fucking collective having authority over the fucking the individual. There's only one way to get fucking authority over the individual, to get jurisdictional fucking authority over the individual. And that is through following the procedures in the common law court that are in that goddamn body of law, which is the common law for the United States of these Americas, and it's called the Bill of Rights. And you motherfuckers are in such gross fight. Well, this is fucking invasion. This is fucking war. We're at fucking war. Make no mistake about it. He thanked his fellow travelers for helping him fight for, quote, an equitable, fair America. You dirty piece of fucking dog shit. You want fucking world communism, you fucking scumbag. That son, he should be arrested immediately. If we had our common law courts, that's what we'd do. But this dirty little communist son of a... But you think about the Committee for Un-American Activities. When they were fucking arresting the communists, and I think it was the late 60s, around the 70s there. You know, when Ronald Reagan got arrested for being a communist, and somehow he just got out of it. And they, oh God, they're just, God, they're like, they're McCarthyism, they called it. McCarthy was fucking right. Only we didn't finish the fucking job. Hey, you know, we're almost down to it. The Connecticut Communist Party is headquartered in New Haven and is run by longtime chairwoman Jolie Fishman, who also serves as chair of the CPUSA. That's the Communist Party USA. Political Action Committee, according to the Yankee Institute. We fucking should attack them. This is trying to overthrow our fucking government, to overthrow the people, to overthrow our autonomy, to overthrow our liberty, to overthrow our freedom, and make us fucking slaves to the elite through the mechanism of communism, which they intend to fucking rule us like fucking third world fucking peasants. They want the serfdom back. The Communist Party of the United States of America was established in 1919. Oh, right after World War I. What the fuck do you know? Now tell me this, people. This was known. The Communist Party was in fucking the United States of America when they sent my fucking brother over to goddamn Vietnam to shoot and shoot at, to kill or be killed by communists to stop the communists from ever coming to this country so we wouldn't have to fight them. 50,000 of our brethren dead fighting the spread of international communists when it was already fucking here. They had a goddamn party here. What the fuck is going on here? Maybe that war was just for some fucking money, huh? Then you can go to Korea. 30,000 fucking killed. Same fucking reason. That's 80,000 of our people killed while communists had a fucking goddamn party in the United States of America. I didn't know that. Did you know that? I wonder how many of them fucking kids that were fucking drafted and took over there and fucking got killed fucking knew that. How many of you old Vietnam vets knew that? Would you have went and fought communists when you knew they had a goddamn party right here in the United States, or would you have taken care of business right here? 1919, after a split in the Socialist Party of America, which cannot exist because it's a fucking collective, and this country is founded on fucking absolute fucking individualism. Our autonomy is an individual fucking natural right. It cannot be changed by any fucking collective. I don't care if there's 10,000 millionaires standing out there and they don't like the fucking second article. We should take the guns away from them. Because, well, I'm kind of worried because we stole all this from them and they might come and take it back. Tough fucking shit. Nothing you can do about it but get fucking hung for fucking stealing it in the first place. Oh, as popular, fuck, I don't know with who. I see, oh, the Communist Party of, okay, 19, Socialist Party of America following the Russian Revolution, people. And then you had the Second World War, where the fucking, the United States took the riches from our fucking people, from the sweat of our fucking brows, and fucking, to go over to Europe to preserve international communism. Because the fucking Germans were trying to get rid of the fucking communists. I mean, I don't like no fascism better than I like any goddamn communism, but that's what the fucking truth is. But they're not going to tell you the fucking truth. Oh, we went over there because 600 zillion fucking Jews were getting fucking burned today. It just didn't happen. Can somebody send some money? I see one of their fucking commercials. You know how you see for the food boxes for fucking poor people? When we got fucking a million at least fucking people living under bridges, living outside, homeless, refugees, and they have their fucking little it's Christians and fucking Jews united little thing to get a box for fucking whatever this fucking holiday is to them, son of a bitch. It's I can't think of it. We have Christmas and they have this holiday, but in every box you're looking at these boxes and they're packing them, you're buying fucking menorahs and candles. Can you eat those motherfuckers? Just how desperate are you, really? No, you're fucking supporting fucking Judaism. You're supporting that goddamn Talmud. You know, in the Talmud, it tells you that you can fucking take a little baby that's 3 years old and you can fuck it, and it's all right because the little kid ain't gonna remember it. That says that in that fucking. I mean, it's full of filth like that. These motherfuckers are the lowest form of life to ever slither across this planet. And here we have Blumenthal. God, I would love to meet you face to face, you son of a bitch. I'd love for you to come and tell me you're going to take my fucking gun away from me, you cocksucker.
Hanukkah,
that's it. Thank you. And you got to see that. Yeah, send money so they can send this food package thing with a menorah in it and fucking candles in it. So that they can celebrate their fucking Jewish. You know, they're wanting to send it. It's all in Russia. Not that it, you know, they all got reparations. They all should be filthy fucking rich. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to second generation reparations. People who, I mean, well, their parents were in fucking concentration. Fuck you. There wasn't no 6 million Germany's Jews in Europe. Go ahead.
I think Germany's still paying them.
Well, yes, they are. And they went to generational, the next fucking generation, they're fucking paying them. The German people fucking, they need to stand up and fucking just say no fucking more. Just like the whole rest of this goddamn world needs to. And they allow themselves to be disarmed. I mean, disarmed, but well, you fucking tell what them guns mean, don't you? How do you like, would you really give up your fucking gun in the middle of this? Are you kidding me? That's the only thing you've got to stop a fucking person with a gun is a gun. And they fucking know it. Well, there are other things. I mean, the people who do not have guns are going to have to do some alternative fucking fighting until they acquire the guns from the fucking dead enemy's hands. But yeah, give up them guys. Look at Australia. I'm sure they sit there and fuck them men among them, sit there and kick each other in the ass every day for fucking not fighting them when they should have. Now they ain't got no goddamn choice and goddamn pure red communism's being fucking heaped upon them. And there ain't a goddamn thing they can, well, there's plenty they can do. I'm sure they're going to have to do it. They'll do it. There's 7 billion of us on this planet. They disarmed 7 billion isn't disarmed. I think it was Galen put up a video. It says, you know, talking about how everything around you is a weapon and how to make weapons and what might have. That's what they're going to have to do. This is the price, and you're going to lose a lot of people getting the guns to fight the son of a bitches off. But that's going to be the price you pay for fucking letting it happen. I mean, I wish that fucking everybody on this fucking planet had a fucking gun. Then you'd have international equality for goddamn sure. But we don't. And so, like the people, it's like the people up in Canada. I mean, they're starting to file petitions and all this stuff. But goddamn, you're under crown rule. You ever think you ain't? Go back and check when you tried to get rid of that prime minister. The people voted him out. Said he had to leave. The Queen of England came to Canada and said no. So who's the fucking authority in Canada? The people or that fat little fucking bitch sitting over there on the fucking English throne? Just like she thinks she's fucking goddamn ruler here. You ain't, you cunt. You will hang by your fucking wretched fucking neck until you are dead. And then you'll be left there for the fucking bone to rot off your body until the fucking dogs eat the fucking your bones. That felt good. Where were you here? The Connecticut Communist Party is headquartered in New Haven and is run by longtime chairwoman Van Fishman, okay, who also serves, yeah, as the communist head of the fucking Communist Party USA Political Action Committee. The Communist Party of the United States of America was established in 1919. That's where we were. Talking about sending our fucking 80,000 of our people across the seas to die to stop the spread of international communists so don't get in the United States. When it was fucking already here. I bet you, who the fuck knew? I mean, you didn't speak about communism back in the days. Not when I was young. I mean, if you wanted to get, you wanted to fight somebody, call them a communist and you get yourself a fight. Or you start advocating for communism, you get yourself a fucking fight. I mean, it was fucking mean ass. I mean, it was just after fucking Vietnam and Korea and all us kids had been indoctrinated through school because they wanted us to go across the ocean and kill a commie for mommy when they already had the fucking commies here. And like I said, that second...
They were getting pushed through the universities too.
You're goddamn right. And as I, like I said, communism was already here. Huh?
And that's where it's getting spread today. And after Blumenthal and his type of people get wiped the fuck out, we have to go after these professors and these universities.
Every
that's how they're getting all these
fucking
kids.
One of them. We have to. Communism has to be extincted from this planet. They are going to extinct freedom and liberty from this planet. Plain and simple. They're making no fucking bones about it, so we ain't.
All the professors and universities are fucking foreigners, too.
Well, yeah. So is the biggest part of your fucking government. Look at that one. I mean, this is a recent refugee. I mean, it ain't even like she was a little kid and grew up here. This just fucking bitch just came, got her green card, and now she's fucking a congresswoman? I think that's what she is. Or a state senator, or what might have you, but goddamn. You talk about fucking infiltrated. Well, God, look at your fucking, look at the capital of the United States of America. Look at the goddamn White House. Surrounded by fucking fence and Constantina wire and protected by a fucking armed force. That is the communists right there. And every one of you pricks out there fucking guarding that. You are traitors and your name's down in the books, buddies. You will not get a fucking, a boot out of here. You won't even get a chance to swim for it. You will be put up against the wall, and you will face a fucking firing squad for the treason you have committed against we the people and the highest law in this fucking land, ratified by we the people. December 15, 1791. Look it up, because it's your fucking death warrant, you sons of bitches. Okay. As popular as Blumenthal appears to be with the far left, I'll say that. Yeah, all 12 of them. You fucking got 12 to 20% of you pricks out there. I know what's out there. You, and everybody knows what's out there. We know you're the line of sleazy motherfucking pedophilic pricks to ever live. And we're going to fucking take care of that. He is widely scorned by patriotic Americans. Wow, what a statement. Wonder why. Why hasn't he been arrested for advocating for the overthrow of the fucking Bill of Rights, the fucking law of we the people? Why hasn't he been arrested? Because we don't have no courts. And because the international corporate mafia has taken over. And because they have fucking taken all the fucking positions of fucking power. Unlawfully. They cannot be there. This is an occupation. And as goddamn American nationals, it is our duty to fucking remove this occupation and reinstate our fucking law. Plain and simple. It's not just your right, it's your fucking duty. Military vets have accused the senator of being guilty of stolen, and I love this fucking part they gotta throw in here at the end to try to make this fucking goddamn blatant in your face fucking treason to kind of soften it for you, to knock the edges off the corners, you know what I mean? Military vets have accused the senator of being guilty of, quote, stolen valor. He stole some of our valor while we were working for the communists. He pretended to be one of us too, and a communist that was only with a gun. You're a fucking communist anyway. Every fucking one of you that fucking went along with this, that served the New World Order, that fucking put up your right hand and swore to a document you couldn't even fucking understand. You stupid, ignorant son of a bitches. You never fought for freedom and liberty of your people. You never fought for our fucking supreme law, our rights, our Bill of Rights. You were the enemy all along, greatest generation, the greatest generation of fucking traitors who went across the fucking ocean to preserve international communism and make Russia a threat, or the Soviet Union a threat to the United States, so you could have a Cold War, so the industrial war complex could make about fucking 10 trillion fucking of those days dollars. And a mutual, the sheer destruction, see, but now the fucking old communists are going to get us. The goddamn Russians, they got these fast missiles, and then Chinese got, so we got to let the Chinese just take you over. You want to fucking bet? We'll show you how to fucking kill people. We will invent new ways to wipe fucking people out. That's what we have always done. Only it won't be, we won't be doing it for you. We'll give you to, you just, we know that you're not the enemy of the fucking Chinese fucking corporate CEO. We know you're not the enemy of the fucking Russian CEO. You think we're fucking stupid, but we're not. We would gladly hand your asses over to them. I want to hand the fucking Bushes over to the fucking Iraqis, so that there can be some fucking justice for those people for the genocide committed on them in my fucking name. That I spoke against and fought all the fucking way down the line, by the way. Stolen valor due to his repeated claims of having served in Vietnam. Well, you were over there killing communists, Blumenthal? Because that's what that fucking war was sold to the people about, wasn't it? It was about stopping the spread of international communism, and now you're speaking at their fucking anniversary, and they were already fucking here? You phony, fucking, treasonous piece of shit. When he in fact obtained at least 5 military deferments between 1965 and 1970, you should be proud that you shared a uniform with so many brave souls who fucking, well, you know, that's one of the wars where you can't just fucking say, call the people who fought, had to go fight, fucking traitors, because some of them had no goddamn choice. And all the poor fucking fuckers that got drafted, they didn't have no goddamn choice. It was that or go to prison or get the hell out of this fucking country. They were drafted. They were forced to go over there and play this lie out. But I think every one of them fucking knew that they weren't fighting for freedom and liberty because they just had theirs pissed all over. Because the fucking draft is a violation of the fucking ninth article too, by the way. Brave souls who endured the hardship of war. 14 Medal of Honor recipients wrote in a letter to Blumenthal in 2017. And here he is over there. I mean, not only did he claim to be one, he over there fighting them bad old communists. But now he's over there fucking patting him on the back. I mean, think about your brothers that you've seen get fucking killed. See their fucking faces. Remember back. And remember Blumenthal. Your brother in arms. But instead of you choose to attempt to deceitfully and craftily join their ranks with your intentional vague statements and false claims. Quite simply, it's impossible to misspeak about having seen a war. Can you believe this guy? I mean, fucking lying about being in Vietnam at the same time, which was, I mean, that in Korea, that was to stop the spread of international communism, so we wouldn't have to fight them here on our own fucking soil. But wait a minute. In 1919, the Communist Party was fucking established in America. It was quite fucking old by the time that these fucking, and well established by the time that these brave young Americans went over there to fucking stop it so it couldn't get here and do what it's doing to us today, huh?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know what drives me crazy is when I think about the Middle Eastern countries and what they will do to preserve their way of life.
Yeah, they'll
even
fight.
Even though I don't agree with, you know, they'll do anything to preserve. They'll burn down Christian churches. They'll
goddamn right.
Stone people. Not that I don't agree with it, but they do that to preserve their
way of
life.
You have to fucking salute their balls that our people don't seem to have.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. We allow every fucking thing. We allow everything to go on here.
We got to stop it. We got to stop it now. We got to stand up like this is about. I mean, goddamn, do you care about your fucking grandchildren and great grandchildren? Do you want them to be little Khmer Rouge? Do you want them to be little fucking? I mean, fags and queers and you know, I talk about the old lady when I was broadcasting on RBM. You know that from Romania, and man, she told me what was going to happen right up to what's happening to today, people. And all you fucking dumbasses
that... Is there a way to listen to that?
No, God, I wouldn't know. You'd have to look through their archives. I can't even... But it's been like 10, 11 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, you could go back and see if you can find the archives. I wasn't there very long, like about a month or so, and then fucking Stat Miller pissed me off, and I told him to quit broadcasting my program. But anyway... let's go to break and gather my thoughts. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Gotta keep our chin divers up, even if we got the shot in the arm. Nobody's talking about exercise or eating food that's fresh grown from the farm. That's why I will not.
not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:45 Pacific Time, and that was Blind Joe with I Will Not Comply. But it's going to go further than that. You just tell them no, and they're going to fucking try. Then they start using, you know. Back then, we were still talking about, you know, I got the right to not volunteer. You're going to, they'll put a gun to your fucking head. They've let you know that. They aim to put a fucking gun to your fucking head. Now how are you going to not comply? I guess you better have a fucking gun that's badder and you better be quicker, huh? Let's see. Proposed bill in New York. This is from the New York Assembly, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. Title of bill, an act to amend the public health law in relation to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases who are potentially, hypothetically, could be, maybe, might. That is not what our law is made out of. Our law is made out of fact, motherfuckers. So shove your potentiality right up your fucking communist ass and your fucking fascist ass. Potentially dangerous in public health, to the public health. You know that goddamn, somebody's trying to say something. The general welfare clause in their phony fucking constitution that was never fucking ratified by we the people, that cannot be applied to we the people because we did not fucking give consent. Get that through your fucking head. We wrote our own fucking law. We wrote our own fucking autonomy, and that's the law we live by. And we fucking, nobody fucking, fucks with us but us. You were never, this goddamn government was never supposed to get in our private lives. They were sure as hell never supposed to be armed within agencies that they created, non-governmental fucking agencies. Look how many, that's their whole goddamn standing army, people. But here we are. Purpose, to allow the governor of the appropriate health, or the appropriate health official of an unelected fucking nobody son of a bitch like goddamn Fossey, official to order. You're gonna order me without jurisdictional authority being established through the fucking Bill of Rights that I am fucking guaranteed? You think you're gonna order me? Give it a fucking go, motherfucker. order the removal and detention of any person afflicted with a communicable disease if in the event that there is a state of health emergency declared by the very son of, I declare I'm going to be king by the governor. I declare that I just took all the fucking authority, flushed the fucking Bill of Rights down the fucking tube, flushed the people's jurisdictional authority, flushed the people's fucking goddamn rights and freedoms down the toilet, because I say so. Well, you motherfucker, you stand alone, except for what you can fucking hire. And what you can hire, we can fire. You will see. By the governor in relation to such disease. Go fuck yourself. See, they're trying to get the fucking authority that they never had. They've been exercising this authority for fucking, what, a year and a half now? Now they're going to try to make it all it would be is a fucking corporate policy anyway. But they're just now coming around to, I think maybe we ought to write something down. We didn't even write this down on a piece of paper. We just started doing it. Well, you can't do it, son of a bitch. It's a violation of the 9th article of the people's law, the highest law in this motherfucking land. As it is under the jurisdiction of we the fucking people, and this is our goddamn country, you bastards. House and Senate vote to raise debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion. This is from CBS News. It was sent in by Mary. For discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Now, this is what we need to do. Goddamn food's doubled. Gas is doubled. I mean, God, they're spending money like a... Fuck, I don't know, like a goddamn spoiled child who just got a fucking $10 million inheritance. This is killing us, people. I mean, I don't, the system is, it can't even be there, but it is there. And they're using it to fuck, they're going to try and fucking starve us. And when they do, you better get goddamn mean. Need some fucking food? If they get it down to you can't get no other food, eat those son of a bitches. Get you a goddamn case of Sweet Baby Ray's, man, and go to work. The House and Senate both voted to raise the debt limit, helping avert a first-time default by the United States. How many times have they done this, people? What the fuck is the use of doing it? What is a debt limit if when you reach it, you just fucking raise it up, huh? It's fucking ridiculous. This is just propaganda to throw at the fucking people. Yeah, we've got to raise it to a couple more $1 trillion. Well, I thought the reason that we were going to have this debt ceiling is that's as far as the fucking debt was going to go. If you couldn't make it on that, tough fucking luck. Go bankrupt. But I guess... Go ahead.
Yeah, half their shit is just hot air. They just make shit up.
Exactly. Go ahead, other caller.
Another way they're starving is here in Missouri County, Texas. About 10% of the county, all of the farmland, they're putting these solar panels on it.
Yep.
They're taking it away from the farmers, and they can't find no land to plant their rice.
Well, that and for what they have, see, this is a circle jerk, because what they have to pay, and you know what it costs them to feed the cows and raise them, They can't even get their fucking money back and break even. They lose fucking money working.
And they got a good quarter of the county is game, or they got this game reserve or national wildlife.
Uh-huh.
They won't put them panels on that. They just put it strictly on the farmland.
It's because...
Already ready to plant, and they're putting solar panels over it.
Think of what they did in 1917 in Russia when the fucking communists took over. Those fuckers never did any of the fighting. It was two different other factions, and it was a revolution, counter-revolution shit. They just followed the people around who were doing the fighting. And then if they won, they stepped out and they fired their gun a couple of times. Yeah, boy, us communists, we kicked their ass, didn't we, guys? Hey, communists, right? Communists, communists? And they Goebbelsed them. And the fucking, too many of the Russian people fucking fell for it. But then what happened? Once they fucking got the reins of fucking power, they went to every fucking farm, every producer of fucking food, and they took their god, they took their stock, they took their seed, so they couldn't even grow nothing. And they starved them down to nothing. And then they came back as the fucking communist fucking party. Well, you know, you might have to wait in line for, I don't know, half a day. On a mile line to get a pair of fucking shoes, but communism's fucking wonderful, people. That's a, they're trying to play the same fucking game here. You know what? They can take their goddamn ship sitting in L.A. Harbor back to fucking China and then go over there with the fucking a fleet of battleships and take every fucking bit of our industry that was shipped over there and dismantle it, bring it back over here, put it back where it was, remove us from every fucking world organization. Then the fucking goddamn corporation can fucking remove itself. Because you are illegitimate. You did not have the authority to create a corporation, and by God, you know it. It was a violation of the Ninth Article because your goddamn corporation claims the authority to violate, to deny and disparage those fucking rights on that superior supreme law ratified by all the fucking people, you cocksuckers. You little handful of pricks are gonna fucking wish to God that you had never fucking tried this. I know you got your international support, but we were going to have our nuclear arsenal. And it's like this. We're fucking Americans, man. We will blow this fucking planet completely up before we will serve as slaves upon it. You got it? And that's our determination. You never win. You can't win. And you keep digging yourself deeper. I mean, you painted yourself into a corner where you're standing on your fucking tippy toes like a goddamn ballerina. You motherfuckers have had it. And you know it. That's why, you know, like I said, I finally had to turn, a couple weeks ago, that news had ran on that TV for fucking 10, 11 fucking years. I turned the son of a bitch off because all it is a mishmash of bullshit fucking threats and bullshit fucking we're gonna and we've done. Yeah, you ain't done shit. I live like I want to fucking live. I do what I fucking want to do and I stay within my fucking rights and I stay within the fucking law of this nation, which is that Bill of Rights. And you fucking try to tell me that I cannot live under the fucking law that my people put in place. Well, fucking, I guess we're at war then, aren't we? We have an open contract, people. It's time to close that son of a bitch in a hard way. And I don't mean just nationally. The people of the world need to get rid of this fucking scourge known as Zionism, and monarchy. It needs to be destroyed completely, and it must be destroyed completely before the people can ever know any fucking goddamn freedom and liberty. I would like to see the whole, I mean, if all this time, I mean, we wrote the Bill of Rights and goddamn that shining light on the hill and all the fucking propaganda about how fucking free this country is. Shouldn't we have been since 1791? Every country, I mean, if we were going to get involved with any country, and we shouldn't get involved in any foreign entanglements, but we should have been passing out that Bill of Rights, and they could look over here and see how happy we fucking are living under it, living under our own autonomy, you know, fucking living our own lives under our own will, and they would have wanted it. And before they could have been disarmed, they would have took these motherfuckers out because they've never been but a fucking handful. It is fucking amazing. They're no more than a grain of sand on a fucking 10-mile beach. But still, they're running you right down to your goddamn house and inside your fucking home. They would force you to put cameras on the toes of your shoes so they could watch you all fucking day long if you'd let them. If you would just allow it. The allowances have to stop. Your cowardice has to stop. You have to stand up like a goddamn man or in a fucking or woman. Every fucking one of us, women can kill these bastards too. They aim to kill you. They aim to kill your children or enslave them or do things that you cannot fucking imagine to them. That you sometimes, you know, we put up some of that shit, but most times I cannot stand to fucking read it. I don't want to see it, but I know it has to be told because they're fucking doing it. They're doing it right now to some little child is being fucking tortured. Sexually fucking molested by some fucking freak like Bill Clinton or fucking Epstein or the fucking Prince Philip. Prince Philip, hey, how long you think they've been doing this shit, people? Forever. It's just now, the internet, I mean, it's going to end up being their downfall. I mean, they have so many algorithms running on this fucking program that it's goddamn almost impossible to get to listen to it. But you know what? It's still the truth is loose. And once the truth is loose, you can't stop the truth. Because you can't tell a lie that'll stop the truth. Because, I mean, if I'm looking at an apple and you're telling me it's an orange, I'm saying, fuck you, you're lying. And you're just insistent that it's a fucking apple and I'm looking at an orange. I'm going to say, fuck you, why are you lying to me? And you tell me I'm going to accept that it is an apple and that it is not an orange, and I'm going to fucking punch you in the goddamn nose. You want to take it further, we'll go to guns, knives, whatever the fuck you want to do. But you're not going to fucking sell this shit to the people of the United States of these Americas. There are two, everybody knows what you dirty son of a bitches are. And all of you that have joined with them, I pity you. I tell you right now, I pity you. You're not gonna, you think you get to walk around being Karens and Todds and with your 911 balls in your pocket. You, that ain't gonna fucking matter when the fucking, when hot war starts, when there's goddamn people going, fighting guerrilla warfare. It ain't gonna fucking count. You can call 911. That's probably what the fucking, guys that just fucking came after you want. It will be a tool for us. At any rate, guys, man, I'm sickened enough, if you are, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches and Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, don't give a fucking inch. Keep getting meaner. Keep digging in your fucking heels and start being goddamn Americans. And that is The Word from the Trenches.